Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really, 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 really grateful that you're on my channel, that you're listening, you're subscribing, sending me all that love, sending me questions, comments. All of that makes me extremely happy. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about sabotage and how I noticed that I do this to myself, and I know a lot of you do it as well because you've messaged me about it. And one of the things I've noticed that I do is that I will, you know, think about doing something. For example, I'm going to be thinking, okay, I'm going to start an Instagram channel, an Instagram thing. Or I'm going to start a TikTok channel, or I'm going to start a YouTube channel. You know, I'm just thinking as an INFJ, I'm like, all right, I'm going to start something. Maybe I'm going to start a new job. Maybe I'm going to apply to a new job. Maybe I'm going to start applying to auditions or something like that. Something that is putting me a little bit out of my comfort zone, or a lot out of my comfort zone. And because we're overthinkers and we're overanalyzers and we try to plan as much as possible, even though we know that it's impossible to plan for the future, we try very, very hard to do it. And so before we even start doing anything, this is what I do. I know I do it all the time. So for example, when I was going to start my TikTok channel, which I did maybe a month and a half ago, I've been thinking about doing TikTok videos for a while now, maybe a year or so. But every single time I thought, okay, I think I should start TikTok videos. I think it'll be fun. I think there'll be a lot of cool things I could do with it. There's some like little videos that I want to do that I can't put on YouTube, but I really like to do them. You know, where should I do them? Let's do on TikTok. So I've been thinking about it, overthinking about it, obviously. And what I tend to do, and what INFJs tend to do, is that we try to think long-term, of course, right? Which is a good thing, actually. It's not a bad thing. Most people don't think long-term. Most people are short-term thinkers. So the fact that we do think long-term is actually a good thing, a quality of ours that we should be proud of. That's a positive quality of ours. But what happens is that for me, as I was thinking, okay, so if I start doing TikTok videos right now and I start doing them every single day, or I do them once a week, or however it is, there are already lots of people on TikTok. I don't think anyone's going to watch my stuff. Is it useful for me to do it? Maybe there's a point doing it. Maybe I should just not waste my time. Maybe I should just do something else. And so because we get into this kind of spiral of overthinking and overplanning, pretending, because this is basically what we're doing, we're pretending like we know what the future holds. Of course, we don't. Actually, no one knows. But we're trying to predict what's going to happen in the future. And because we have a little bit of a trust on our intuition, we trust our intelligence, we think that we know what we're talking about. Sometimes we're a little bit even egotistical about it. I know I am sometimes, and I'm like, yeah, I know what's going to happen. You don't need to tell me. I know exactly what's going to happen. I don't, really. And actually, I've realized this. Especially over the last couple of years, that really, the plans that I had in my head, every single time I make a plan, it literally just falls into ashes and pieces, because the universe is like, no, that's not how it's gonna go. This is how it's gonna go. So let's do it this way. And I'm just sitting there thinking, but my plans. And I can laugh about it now, but during the process, I'm thinking to myself, why did I even bother making those plans? This happens every single time. I know it's gonna happen. Why do I even do this? Now, of course, this doesn't mean that you don't make plans, right? I mean, I don't think that's what the whole situation is. It's just that you realize that your plans are probably not going to work out the way you actually thought they're going to. In fact, a lot of times they're going to be completely opposite to what you thought it's going to be. In fact, it could be so different from what you planned that you'll just be sitting there thinking, I never expected this to happen, right? And that's one of the reasons why I hate when I do this. You know, when I was sitting there thinking, okay, but I shouldn't do TikTok videos because this, because of plan, because the future is going to look like this. It was foolishness on my behalf, and I have done this with many different projects that I've started because I look at it and say, oh, no, but it's not going to work out. I know, like, I'm looking at all the statistics, I'm writing them down, and I'm planning and pros and cons list and things like that. I'm looking at the future and looking at here, and it's not going to work out. It's just not going to work out, so why even bother, right? That's the insanity of it because, yes, of course, our intuition is very powerful, and yes, of course, our intuition does tell us important things about the future, and a lot of us can a lot of times see what's going to happen in the future because we have that premonition thing going. I get all of that. I really do understand. But the web of time and space and like the way it works, the web of life itself is so intricate and so complicated that even one decision change at one point in time could completely change the course of your life, right? And so you might think, yeah, but like I'm making this decision right now and it's going to result in that future. It's not true. Because that one decision could lead to another decision that you didn't expect, that could lead to another decision that you didn't expect, and that could just completely change the whole paradigm of the setting that you're in. That your complete future could be astronomically different, right? Astronomically different, and it probably will be, right? So I was looking at my own life, and I was actually thinking about it while I was driving my motorbike today to get some food, and I was thinking about it, you know, if I hadn't gone back to Canada when the pandemic started in March 2020, my life right now would have been completely different. I can't even imagine where I would have been. If I had stayed in Chiang Mai in Thailand, I can't even think about what would have happened. Where would I have been right now? I would not have been in Bali for sure. Well, I would not have been in Bali, probably not. And my sister wouldn't be here with me, and I wouldn't be living the life that I'm living right now. I wouldn't have done all the things that I did, perhaps not. Like, it just seems so diabolically different, right? And it is, because you just can't predict the future. You know, I never predicted when I started out 2020 that I would be moving back to Canada in March. I was actually planning to live in Thailand for a while, and I had plans to kind of move down to the island and south with a few of my friends, and I had all these plans that were already set in place, and all of a sudden, I'm moving back to Canada, having gotten rid of my apartment and rented out my motorbike that I had bought just a few months ago, and I was in Canada for 6 months, and then Mexico for 6 months, and now I've been in Bali for 7 or 8 months now, something like that, right? And so, nothing, all of that, like I would never have thought, I'm going to move to Mexico for 6 months with my sister. Never was that in my plan. I never thought, oh yes, I'm going to move to Bali and meet a bunch of interesting people and do all these interesting things. Never did that come into my plans, into my planning system. And so that's why I wanted to kind of bring this up, because I think that what we do when we do these planning things and we predict the future and we think, oh yeah, but I know what's going to happen in the future, so why bother? You know, and that's what a lot of us think is like, oh, but I know I'm not going to be successful in this thing, so why am I going to bother with it? I'd rather just sit around and not do anything, right? And that's what the problem is, that it's not like you're like, okay, I'm not going to do this one thing, but I'm going to do something else instead. It's like you're like, no, I'm not going to do this one thing, I'm just going to sit around and do nothing, right? And that's my problem, is that, you know, it's not that I'm like, okay, I will do this one thing instead of this other thing that I'm thinking of. It's just that, okay, I'm not going to end up doing anything at all. I'm just going to sit and read manga all day long and waste my time. It's partly fun, but partly I think it's a little bit of numbing myself and sabotaging myself so that I don't do the work that I'm meant to do here, right? So I don't do the things that I'm meant to do here with my limited time on this planet. And so I don't want to be critical or harsh. I do realize that I might be sounding like that a little bit, but really the true thing is that what a lot of us end up doing is that we're sabotaging ourselves and our futures because we're predicting the future, which might never, will probably never come true. And then we don't end up doing the things that could potentially help us in our future or could potentially lead us to something else. Like, if I had never started doing these YouTube videos, I would never have done all the different other things that I did because it led up to that, right? But if I had just been sitting there thinking, okay, but like, there's so many YouTubers already, and I'm sure there's lots of people talking about INFJ personality types, why would there be a need for another personality type video channel? I don't even know what I'm doing. I barely know how to make videos. I barely know how to speak. I'm not a good communicator. You know, I had a long list of excuses, and it would have been very likely that I could have said to myself, no, you know what, actually, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, what's the point? Let's not bother with it. Let's just not do anything at all. It's not going to result in anything anyways, right? And I know I use this example a lot, but it really is something that I go back to over and over again, because I always think, okay, yes, I could not do this project that I'm thinking of, but what if I did? You know, what would it result in? Like, what would happen? How many interesting things are going to happen in the future? How many beautiful things are going to happen in the future that I would miss out on because I said no to this particular project that I wanted to do because I was afraid of the future, or I was predicting the future wrongly, right? And that's the sabotage that I'm talking about. That's the sabotage that a lot of us engage in. I'm sure a lot of the population engages in this, but INFJs particularly, I would say, because we're intelligent, we're intuitive, and we're overthinkers, and I think, and perfectionists. And I think that's like a potent combination that's deadly to any project that you want to start. So my recommendation to you is that if you want to start a project, don't try to predict the future. Don't pretend like you know what's going to happen in the future. Just start it. Maybe it'll end up the way you predicted, and then you can just stop doing the project or, you know, nix it. But start doing it and see how it goes, and you'll be surprised to see how differently it pans out. Because I know every single time I start, I am astounded at how differently it pans out. How differently the future looks when I actually start doing the project. So I hope this helps you. I know it's probably something that you don't want to hear because it's much better to just stay in our comfort zones and not do anything, not start any new project and pretend like, oh, it wouldn't have worked out anyway. So what's the problem? It doesn't really matter, right? But what if it did, right? And what if it didn't work out, but it led you to something else beautiful, and then that worked out or something else worked out, and that caused you to have a completely different life than the one you're leading right now. So you really have to take that step forward and say, okay, I'm just going to try it. Maybe it won't work out. Maybe it will. I don't know. No one knows the future. So let's just do it. You know, let's just go for it. Okay, I'm going to leave this at that. If you have any questions about this, let me know, obviously. Comment below. I'd love to hear experiences from your own life if you have anything to share with me. And I hope to see you in the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.